Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time when you had to take initiative. Taking initiative is a crucial life skill that IELTS examiners often explore in the speaking test. This topic allows candidates to showcase their ability to think on their feet, demonstrate leadership, and articulate their experiences clearly. Let's dive into how you can excel when faced with this topic in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic. The phrase taking initiative refers to the act of identifying a need or opportunity and taking action without being prompted. It's about being proactive rather than reactive. This topic is popular in IELTS speaking tests because it allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, explain your thought process, describe your actions and their consequences, reflect on the outcome and lessons learned. Now, let's break down how to approach this topic in each part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to initiative taking in everyday life. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you consider yourself a person who takes initiative? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think I do take initiative quite often. For example, at work, if I see a task that needs to be done, I usually try to handle it myself without waiting for someone to ask me. Band 8-9. Absolutely. I've always been inclined to take the lead when I identify areas for improvement or untapped opportunities. For instance, in my current role, I spearheaded a project to streamline our team's communication processes, which ultimately boosted our productivity by 20%. Q. Why do you think some people are hesitant to take initiative? Band 6-7 answer. I believe some people might be afraid of making mistakes or being criticized. They might also lack confidence in their abilities. Band 8-9 answer. There are several factors that can contribute to hesitancy in taking initiative. Fear of failure is a significant deterrent, as is the potential for criticism. Additionally, some individuals may lack self-assurance or feel they don't have the requisite authority to act independently. Organizational culture can also play a role, especially in environments where risk-taking is not encouraged or where there's a strict hierarchical structure. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to taking initiative. Describe a time when you had to take initiative. You should say what the situation was, why you had to take initiative, what actions you took, and explain the result of your initiative. Band 6-7 sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to take initiative at my university. We had a group project for our marketing class, and our team was struggling to meet deadlines. The situation was that no one was really taking charge, and we were all working independently without much coordination. I realized that if we continued like this, we might not finish the project on time. I decided to take initiative because I saw that our group needed someone to step up and organize our efforts. I felt that if someone didn't do something soon, we might fail the assignment. So I took action by calling a team meeting. I suggested we create a project timeline and divide the tasks more clearly. I also proposed that we have regular check-ins to make sure everyone was on track. As a result of my initiative, our team became much more organized and focused. We finished the project on time, and even received praise from our professor for our well-coordinated presentation. This experience taught me the value of stepping up when necessary and how taking initiative can make a big difference in group work. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to recount an instance where I had to take the reins in a challenging situation at my previous workplace. I was part of the marketing team for a mid-sized tech company, and we were in the midst of preparing for a crucial product launch. The situation became critical when our team leader unexpectedly fell ill just 2 weeks before the launch date. There was a palpable sense of uncertainty and apprehension among team members as we were faced with a leadership vacuum at a crucial juncture. I felt compelled to take initiative because I recognized the potential ramifications of inaction. Our product launch was not just a team goal, but a company-wide objective with significant financial implications. I also saw this as an opportunity to demonstrate leadership and step out of my comfort zone. My actions were multifaceted. Firstly, I convened an emergency team meeting to assess our progress and identify any gaps in our preparation. I then proposed a restructuring of our workflow, assigning clear responsibilities based on each team member's strengths. Additionally, I liaised with other departments to ensure seamless coordination and implemented daily stand-up meetings to maintain momentum and address any roadblocks promptly. The result of my initiative was remarkably positive. Not only did we successfully launch the product on schedule, but we also exceeded our initial sales projections by 15%. My proactive approach fostered a sense of cohesion and purpose within the team, leading to improved collaboration even after our team leader returned. This experience was a watershed moment in my career, reinforcing the importance of seizing opportunities to lead even in challenging circumstances. It taught me that taking initiative isn't just about personal growth, it's about catalyzing collective success and turning potential crises into opportunities for excellence. Follow-up questions. How did you feel when you decided to take initiative? What challenges did you face while implementing your ideas? How did this experience change your approach to teamwork? Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of taking initiative. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think schools should teach students how to take initiative? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think it's important for schools to teach this skill. They could do this through group projects or by encouraging students to start their own clubs. This would help prepare students for real-world situations where they need to be proactive. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe that fostering a spirit of initiative in students is crucial for their personal and professional development. Schools can play a pivotal role in this by implementing project-based learning approaches, where students are encouraged to identify problems and devise solutions independently. Additionally, extracurricular activities that allow students to take on leadership roles can be instrumental in developing this skill. However, it's important to strike a balance and create an environment where taking initiative is rewarded but not pressured, allowing students to develop this skill at their own pace. Q. In what ways can companies encourage their employees to take more initiative? Band 6-7. Answer. Companies can encourage initiative by rewarding employees who come up with good ideas. They could also create a suggestion box system where employees can share their thoughts. Managers should also be open to hearing new ideas from their team members. Band 8-9. Answer. There are several strategies companies can employ to foster a culture of initiative. Firstly, implementing a robust recognition and reward system for innovative ideas can serve as a powerful motivator. Secondly, companies can create entrepreneurship programs that allow employees to work on passion projects alongside their regular duties. It's also crucial to cultivate a psychologically safe environment where employees feel comfortable taking calculated risks without fear of repercussion if they fail. Furthermore, flattening hierarchical structures and promoting open communication channels between different levels of management can empower employees to voice their ideas more freely. Lastly, providing resources for continuous learning and skill development can equip employees with the confidence and competence to take initiative in their roles. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your responses and aim for higher band scores, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Spearhead, sped, verb, to lead an attack or an important activity. Example, I spearheaded the initiative to reduce our company's carbon footprint. Proactive, proactive, adjective, acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes. Example, taking a proactive approach to customer service helped us improve satisfaction rates. Catalyst, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, her innovative idea acted as a catalyst for the company's digital transformation. Seize the initiative, phrase, to take action before others do. Example, in competitive markets, it's crucial to seize the initiative and stay ahead of trends. Trailblazer, trailblay, noun, a person who is the first to do something, an innovator. Example, she's a trailblazer in the field of renewable energy technology. Take the bull by the horns, to deal with a difficult situation in a very direct way. Example, when faced with the project's challenges, I decided to take the bull by the horns and completely restructure our approach. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing taking initiative, prepare diverse examples. Have a range of personal experiences ready to discuss, from academic, professional, and personal contexts. Focus on details. When describing your initiative, provide specific details about the situation, your actions, and the outcomes. Reflect on lessons learned. Demonstrate your ability to learn from experiences by discussing what you gained from taking initiative. Use sophisticated language. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and fillers. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts. Explain your thoughts and opinions in depth. Stay relevant. Always ensure your answers directly address the question asked. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss taking initiative and other topics in your IELTS speaking test. For more guidance on IELTS speaking topics, you might find it helpful to explore how to describe a person who has been a great support in your life, or describe a time when you had to collaborate with someone from a different culture. These resources can provide additional context and examples to enhance your speaking skills.